Behind the Law, the official podcast of West Tigers.
Well, hello and welcome to episode 44 of Behind the Law, the official podcast of West Tigers, where we give it to you straight and where we learn more about the people and the stories behind this great club. Behind the Raw is proudly sponsored by PWA, that is Pro Wrestling Australia. Well, this week's guest has played 157 NRL games across 9 seasons. He made his NRL debut at the Gold Coast Titans in 2012, where he played 4 seasons before playing another 4 seasons with Canberra Raiders, which of course included a grand final appearance, a loss to the Roosters, in 2019. He's in his first season here, obviously, at West Tigers, and he made his first starting appearance against that glorious win on Saturday night against the Sharks at Leichhardt Oval. He joined West Tigers after playing 4 seasons in the UK Super League. He played a couple with Huddersfield Giants and then 2 seasons with Leeds Rhinos. It's a very warm welcome to West Tigers player number 279, Aidan Caesar.
Hey, brother. How are you?
Mate, great. Thanks for dropping in and doing this.
All good, man. All good.
Firstly, I mean, how have you settled in to your new role, your new club?
Yeah, it's been good, mate. Ever since I got back, I think I got back from England 1st of October and I was in here the first week. So it's been good. I've really loved my time here so far. I was familiar with, you know, a few of the lads before I got here and, been enjoying my time so far. And as you touched on, it was a good win on the weekend, so hopefully we can keep the ball rolling and enjoy our time even more.
Yeah, brilliant win. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about a whole heap of things. We'll get to know you a bit more. We'll rattle through it, the new shorter version of Behind the Raw. How it works, mate, we'll have an opening set of 6. Well, I'll throw 6 questions to learn a bit more about yourself. We'll talk a bit of footy, reflect on that great win against the Sharks, look ahead to Easter Monday's match against Parramatta Eels at CommBank Stadium. Back by popular demand is questions from the crowd. So we've had quite a few questions come through that we'll put to you. And then at the back end, we'll have turnbuckle time, thanks to Pro Wrestling Australia, right? It's where you jump off the top rope.
Yeah, easy.
All right, mad
frog
minute.
Splash.
It's a quiz. Joel Kane got perfect score last episode.
Yep.
However, I think there will be an appeal because some are saying that it was a bit rigged. So that might not count, okay?
There we go.
A total of 25 points later on in the show. You good to go?
Good to
hey,
go.
Hey, before we even do, the nickname. I love it. Salad. did you get that here or was that, where was that?
I first got it when I went to the Gold Coast. Obviously, Caesar salad, everyone knows it's a pretty famous dish. The boys gave it to me there. And when I first come here, Alex Saifarthy, he's a bit of a joker in the changing room and he goes, like, what's your nickname and that? And I told him the story behind that and it's stuck ever since. So I've got salad and the young boys, some of them call me Fossil. So
Fossil?
I don't know where that's come from. I think Lockie Galvin gave it to me.
Did he?
So yeah.
The rookie telling the old dog.
Yeah. One of the boys, maybe Nato actually. I don't know. The boys give it to me.
They're a good
every day.
Crew talking a nickname. So yeah. Jazzy Olam?
Yeah. What's his one?
The Jukebox.
Oh, the Jukebox, yeah.
Or is that his Elvis?
Is that his one?
Oh, I think so. I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. I thought there was another Cornwall player with the Jukebox.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, we'll
talk about that. Hey, before we get into you, I just sort of rattle through some club news this week as well. Pathways, well done to MacArthur West Tigers, the under-16s. They lost the grand final up there at Cessnock last Sunday, 20 points to 12 to Central Coast Roosters. But just getting to the final, fellas, well done on that. A good season all round from you. This weekend, then West Magpies, they're both in action in the mats and the ball. They take on Parramatta Eels. That's on Friday at Granville. So that kicks off at 11 a.m. Balmain Tigers, again, mats and ball. They're against Newcastle Knights. That's on Saturday at Leichhardt Oval. First match there is 1 o'clock. West Tigers in the Lisa Fiola and the Tasha Gale Cup competitions. They're at Four Pines Park. That's also on Saturday against Manly Seagulls. And the first game there, the Lisa Fiola girls, that kicks off at 10:30 a.m. Jersey Flegg, so West Tigers take on Parramatta Eels. That's on Saturday at New Era Stadium, which is at Cabramatta. That kicks off at 3 o'clock. And then in the New South Wales Cup, it's the curtain raiser on Easter Monday. So West Magpies are up against the Eels, and that one kicks off at 20-2. Look, on the injury front, not too many injuries, which is good news. Alex Twale is out with a HIA. Jakey Simpkin, he also had a head knock, pretty serious one too, against the Jets last weekend. So he'll be rested this week. What else we got? Nato and Latufenu, they both returned from injury in Cup last week. So that's all good news. Couple of players coming back this week. Josh Felity, he is coming back through the New South Wales Cup after a shoulder injury. And then Solomone Sikuru, he's been out for the whole of preseason after having shoulder surgery. He will return this weekend in Jersey Flag. In terms of the NRL team news, so really just that one change. And Asu Kepoa comes onto the bench for Alex Twale. Alrighty, well, that is a wrap of the club news. We rattled through that. Are you ready, Aiden?
Ready,
for
mate.
Our opening set of ready. Six. Okay, it is Saturday, 14th of April, 2012. It's against Manly at Brookvale Oval. You're the starting 5'8". Scotty Prince is your halfback for your debut. There are two referees, in fact, Jason Robinson and Tony Dedalus Harris. And there is the whistle. I think Robbo blew it. Do you hear that? Alrighty, away we go. The early days, firstly, tell us a bit about your junior footy.
Junior footy, yeah. Obviously, I was born and raised in Bankstown. And my dad, he was born in Turkey, but he came over here as a young bloke and loved rugby league. So he was the sort of the one who introduced me to it. I started under sixes at Chester Hornets.
Yeah, good club.
Then I played for Fairfield United a couple of years as a young kid, moved to Barella Bears and sort of progressed through the grades there. Moving to East Hills Bulldogs, and I started playing development and sort of Harold Mattson, SJ Bourne, all that at the Bulldogs. Playing 20s there, and from there I sort of made the move up to Gold Coast. So that was, in a nutshell, that was sort of my junior footy.
So Bulldogs junior reps then. How did you end up at the Titans then? I guess you were probably hoping to play for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I sort of I supported the Roosters growing up, like as a young kid.
Mm.
Then when I sort of like got into my teens, I knew where I was from and sort of had a bit of awareness here, and I love the Bulldogs, and I come through the ranks there. We were pretty successful in the junior grades, all close mates and stuff, and went all right in the 20s as well, and sort of, I think at the time they signed Chris Keating, Trent Hodkinson from Manly, and I was sort of the young half coming through, so I sort of seen me road to NRL a bit blocked, so opportunity come up to go to the Gold Coast. I had a meeting with Johnny Cartwright, and he sort of gave me the rundown of what I can do there. And obviously Princey, West Tigers legend, was there as well. So to have the opportunity to play alongside him was a no-brainer for me. So made the move up as a young kid, and haven't looked back since. So
yeah. Tell us about your family life.
Yeah. Dad's Turkish, mum's Indigenous Australian. Bit of an odd mix.
What mob?
Wiradjuri, so yeah.
Marina.
My mum sort of grew up in around Cowra and moved to Sydney as a young girl. So
yeah, right.
My parents met around Marrickville, Enmore area.
Yeah,
so that was, and now there's me.
And kid yourself?
No kids as of yet. No, we put on the back burner moving to the UK. The missus, she wasn't too happy initially moving over, but yeah, it was a good little 4 year stint in the UK. Seen a lot of Europe, and it was a good sort of eye opener. And makes you appreciate Australia a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, I spent a heap of time over there as well. I went there with a backpack.
Yeah.
And returned with pretty much a crew.
A whole lot.
Hey, so away from footy, what do you get up to?
Not much, mate. Like coffee. I love like real estate and
coffee aspects. Snob?
Yeah, I enjoy coffee, yeah. I'm not a coffee snob. No. Adam Dewey is a coffee snob.
Is he?
Yeah. He only goes one cafe, and that's it.
Is that it?
Yeah. He's going to hate me for saying this.
He said to me, when you're recording Caesar on the podcast, I want to come through and heckle him.
Yeah, I'm not a coffee snob, no.
No,
a good cup of coffee, yeah. I was a coffee snob over in the UK, because a good cup of coffee is hard to come by over there, but.
It is, isn't it?
Mate.
You can't get I'm just a basic flat white.
I think anywhere in the world, you come back to us, you have to experience the coffee culture in Australia to know what we're talking about, but Costa and Starbucks over there, it's like.
No, no good.
You sometimes get a cup of coffee, like a bowl of soup in Costa.
Yeah, no good. Yeah. No, we do the flat whites well
in
this country.
Yeah, we do, mate, we do. We've got it down pat.
Yeah. Anyway, we're getting off track. Let's tackle four. Well, talking of England and the bad coffee over there, what took you to England after that 2019 season?
Yeah, it was at a stage of my career where I sort of...
Had you travelled before?
Didn't travel before, no, but I knew the coach and that at Huddersfield and the opportunity to come up to go over there.
Who was that, Tony?
Simon Wolford at the time. Yep. So met him in and around Canberra and it was just like for various reasons I thought the move would be good for me in terms of my career and obviously a life experience going over there. I've always had aspirations to go over to England, to the UK. I'm a big football fan. I love Liverpool and and I sort of like I keep track of them every single week, and so I've always sort of had aspirations of moving over there, experiencing the culture, getting amongst all that.
Did you get to Anfield?
I got to Anfield. One of the best nights of my life. Champions League game 3-2, so plenty of goals.
Yeah.
Enterprising game. Like it was a good night. So
yeah.
Did a heap of travel over there. So it's something like I really enjoyed, man. Like seeing most of Europe while I was working.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good experience.
Yeah, I enjoyed it over there too, but you do appreciate what we've got here.
Yeah, right? Like
Reds fans, have you compared notes with Faf? He loves Liverpool.
Yeah, he loves
too.
Faf, yeah. We haven't spoken about it too much. We're always talking about rugby league, so we haven't got into the
boring
the novelties. Yeah.
he's got the hand in the air, so it's last tackle, set of six. So take us through how it worked, the decision then to return back to the NRL here with us.
Yeah, I've always so initially when I moved, mate, like I always anticipated coming back. I just wanted to go there for a little stint, refresh, so to speak, and come back. You know, I grew up in Australia. I'm a Sydney boy. Rugby league was always me. Yeah, my identity growing up, and I've always had like I want to play in the NRL. Being a kid from Bankstown, so it was always on the agenda to come back. After my first 2 years at Huddersfield, I played pretty good footy, and then the opportunity to come up at Leeds come through, and it was one of them ones you take the decision that what's best for your family and things like that. So I took that, and but this year, you know, it's seeing how things sort of progress with players leaving and stuff at the club. And I think Benji just flicked me a message one day and said, like, would you be interested? So, of course, I jumped the opportunity, especially when, a legend like Benji sort of messaged you. He still got that aura, and it's something that I sort of jumped at and haven't looked back since. I've loved my time with the club, loved my time working under him, and it's been all positive for me, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Oh, it's great having you here, mate.
Yeah.
Let's talk some footy then, shall we? Let's talk some footy. Saturday night, great performance against Cronulla Sharks at Leichhardt Oval. The place was heaving. It was bulging at the seams. A great atmosphere.
Yeah.
No one can doubt that. How was it for you as a player?
Yeah, it was awesome, mate. As you said, it was a great turnout from our fans and members as well. And it was good to get the result, obviously, and be back at Leichhardt. I've always enjoyed playing there. I feel like it's a old school ground, and as a player you sort of know the heritage around it. There's been a bit of conjecture around it. So hopefully, you know, Richo and the powers to be can sort of get something done there. But as a player, I'll be biased. I really enjoy playing there.
Yeah. I mean, we'll leave that with the club. I mean, yeah, a lot of talk about Leichhardt through the week after that victory. And I think it's pretty clear to everyone that the ground obviously needs money poured into it, right? It's not fit for current NRL games. And I understand the history and the heritage and the wonderful times that we've had there and families and generations have had there. But money just has to be poured into it, simple as that. The point is it's not fit for purpose, and you got to think about safety as well. Safety for families on that hill. You know, lucky people weren't killed last year in that major accident there, where that collapse was at Leichhardt Oval. So a lot of things are going into it. But obviously, you know, at the end of the day, leave it with Richo and the club here, and whatever they do decide with the stadium strategy going forward, I think our members and fans have got to understand that it will be for the best interests of the club. But let's hope that Leichhardt can get the money poured into it and have the developments that it so desperately needs. We won't get too bogged down in that, but loads for us to get through.
Yep.
So we battle rattle on.
You ain't seen nothing like this.
Pro Wrestling Australia presents Ringmasters at the Sydney Spiegelton, Friday, April 19. Tickets available now on OzTix. PWA Ringmasters. This ain't no three-ring circus.
What were some of the big improvements that you sort of knew you guys needed to make following on from the loss in Canberra to the win against the Sharks?
I just think complete hire, like don't let teams off the hook. I thought we did pretty well to get back in the game in Canberra. Like we had a bit of a slow start. Got back to, I think, 14-12, then we leaked a couple of soft tries and it didn't help us. And the NRL's too hard. Like you can't give teams anything. And I thought we sort of turned that around the weekend, our mentality and just playing that grind sort of style. Like we've replicated that all preseason. So we know we're capable of it. I think it's about obviously doing that on a week-to-week basis and finding consistency in that, which is what we're trying to do. I think, you know, preseason's done now. We've set the foundations, but it's about putting that into practice on a week-to-week basis and becoming a consistent team.
Yeah,
I think, you know, you can get up for one game, but it's about, you know, the whole season. It's a marathon. And we just need to make sure we're nailing each day and we're putting ourselves in the best position come game time to obviously get results.
Yeah, and the good teams, they find consistency, don't they?
For
replicating
sure.
those performances.
For sure, mate.
I've seen Appy Coruscant play some wonderful games. I don't think he could play any better than what we saw from him.
Probably not. If he could, it'll be all right, eh?
It was something.
Be good for us if he could go better than that. yeah, he's a special player. He's a great leader and... Yeah, I've really enjoyed my time with him so far. Yeah, so hopefully if he does get better, it's only positive for the club.
When he got taken off a little early and I asked him in an interview after the match, you know, did you get injured? Because I didn't know that he was lucky to even play the game.
Yeah.
With gastro.
Especially with gastro, like he disguised it so well. Like I got into the sheds before the game and he seemed like fine. He was a bit more quieter than usual.
Well, he probably didn't want to let it out.
Yeah, 100%.
It would affect.
Obviously, yeah, his influence affects this whole team. So if we knew he was crooky, it might have affected the younger boys.
He wouldn't want you guys knowing their leader is not 100%.
Yeah, for sure. And he did what he does. He went out there and was their best player. So,
huge performance. Jazzy Olam, I mean, his debut for the club.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, awesome. Got massive respect for Juzzy. I've played against him when he was at Melbourne and I know what he brings. I know how much of a punish he is to play with his energy and his intensity and his defence. So massive, I guess, asset for us there on the left edge. You know, as a player, you know, when the ball goes that way, you just have trust in him to get his job done and he's won comps. So he's a massive in for the club and the team, yeah.
Lockie Galvin. Another good game from him in game two. Really good at straightening up the attack and also playing what he sees.
Yeah, he is. He's only a kid still, so don't want to talk him up too much on this.
No, how are you enjoying working?
I love him.
He's really enjoying working with you.
I love Lockie. He's such a good, great kid. He's fun to be around. He's a great influence on the team. He's always bubbly and positive, and he can play footy. So he's awesome. Like. Really enjoyed. Obviously, seeing how hard he works in the preseason. Yeah, you know, he's the fittest in our team by a mile. Every day he backs it up and
closely followed by you. You're up there somewhere, aren't you?
I think so.
You and Red?
Yeah, I just pick me times.
Yeah,
yeah. Wait for all the boys to get tired, then I just motor away. But yeah, he's a good kid, mate. We've got a lot of good young kids in the squad and Lockie. Yeah, he's. Hopefully he can just keep progressing.
Hey, there were wonderful scenes in the change rooms after the win. Yeah. Now the team song, some keyboard warriors got out there and started throwing darts at us because the boys are saying, oh, they don't know the words to the song because they only sing the song when they win. That's not actually true. In fact, it's a new song. It's a fresh song, new lyrics, and that's why we needed to bed it down with the words in front of you.
Yeah.
Tell us the construction of the song and where did it come from?
I think it's a bit of a hybrid between the, obviously, our heritage, Western Suburb Magpies and the Bowman Tigers. We had a crack at it in Queenstown. We went across there for camp and I think we had like 10 attempts at it. But you got 30 boys in the room after a long day, you know, everyone's just taking the piss. And We got all right. I thought we were all right that day. Like,
yeah.
You know, so, yeah, hopefully we can win a few more games and we'll get it right. So
absolutely.
Obviously the naysayers, bugger off.
They can off.
Yeah.
Beat that bit out.
Say
that,
yeah.
Hey, no, keep it in. John Bateman. So you play with him at the Raiders in that grand final. Why is he such a good leader? What is it about him?
I think Johnny's just like one of them. He's one of them players that when you play beside him, you got the ultimate trust. And look, he's one of them players for me. I had a season with him at Canberra when we had the good year, when we had the GF, and you want to be beside him. You want to be in, like, I guess, in the trenches, so to speak. Like, he leads with his actions. He's uncompromising. I played him a couple of times in England, and like he wasn't a joy to play against. Mm. He got me high before the GF. So,
did he?
Yeah, there's been a bit of banter getting around about that.
But okay? Like you two okay now?
Yeah, we're fine. No. Like, he's one of me. I love Johnny, but just like
he got you, did he?
He did, yeah. So it was a semi final in 21 to get into the GF, and
he was at Wigan.
Yeah, and we're sort of like at each other the whole game, just dropping one liners. Not like in a respectful way. Like I got a lot of respect for Johnny, and I think it was like 15 minutes to go in the game. We sort of scored. The next set, we're kicking for field position, and Johnny's kick pressure me. And the boys always say it, like blame my kicking style, because when I kick, it's sort of around the corner, being a left footer.
Yeah,
and I duck my head a bit, and Johnny's come over, collected me, and
whoosh.
I was lights out.
Oh, not KO'd.
Yeah, and at the time,
did he get sent?
He got sent.
Yeah.
But I've missed the grand final because of HIA. Because I think the NRL was 8 days at the time. I'm pretty sure Mitch Moses played in the grand final. He got HIA obviously in the same fixture over in the NRL, but the Super League already changed it to 11. So I've sort of jumped up to my feet. I was out cold, like 30 seconds. Wow. I remember waking up. I was like, where am I?
You talk about this now?
Not really. It's like, it's just one thing.
Keep it amongst ourselves. Keep it like, amongst family.
There was no malice in it. It was sort of like,
he's
doing a job for his team. I'm, you know, he's just.
Yeah.
It's just one of them.
Stays on the field?
Yeah, that's it, mate. But yeah, the young Jordy Miller bring it up early on in the piece, and he's getting videos of me knocked out on that. So it's all right now. Like a few years ago, it's footy, mate. It's footy. But yeah, anyway, back to your question. Yeah,
jeez,
Johnny.
I forgot all about that. I do remember it now.
I love playing with Johnny. But that's obviously one of
when
the best.
When he's knocking other blokes out.
Yeah, when he's on my team. That's what I like.
Yeah. Tell me, Cesar, did you think you had a point to prove in returning back to the NRL?
But I asked this question a little bit. Not really. Like, I'm hungry to play at this level. Like, I still feel I have a little bit to give.
Yeah.
And hopefully I can do that. It's not really about proving people wrong or anything like that. It's just about me knowing that I still have more to give, and inside me, I wouldn't have been comfortable with the fact that I didn't return, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like if I just finished my time over there and that was it. Like I've always, as I said before, when I left, I felt that I'll come back at some stage.
Mm.
And now that I'm back, I feel more appreciative or hungry more than ever, if that makes sense.
I probably shouldn't phrase it point to prove. You didn't mean to prove, because I mean you're here for eight seasons and played some great footy. You know, I guess probably more unfinished business you thought you had, which is
especially I think the way I sort of left after a grand final loss and things like that. It's about it was like the chapter wasn't closed. Yeah. I'm trying to think of ways to articulate what I really want to say, but
chapter ain't closed and it's a whole new chapter.
Yeah, like
writing here.
Yeah, like just yeah. I was really hungry to get back, really eager.
Good, like it. Like the hunger. Righto, let's talk about Easter Monday against the Eels. They're coming off a narrow win over Manly. They opened their season with a pretty comfortable win, wasn't it, over the Bulldogs. Round two, narrow loss to Penrith Panthers. Looking at that game last weekend from the Blue and Golds, their completions were really high, up around 83, 84%. I think that's been a bit of a continuing theme with teams winning in these early rounds is the high completion.
Sure. I think there's always been, correlation with results, with a team having a high completion rate and Parramatta different. You know, they got strike all over the park and, you know, it's going to be an exciting game. It's going to be a tough game for us, and we've got to make sure we get our, I guess, preparation right, and make sure we perform on come Monday.
Big loss for them is Mitchell Moses, but do you guys talk? I don't suppose you do. I mean, it's
next. Not really, mate. He's obviously a key for their team, but I think for me, it's probably cliche. Everyone listen and just worry about ourselves. Just make sure we get what we can control right, and then we'll focus on that come I guess game day.
But you've touched on it before. It's about consistency and 100%. Replicating your processes, for replicating sure. your yep. performances. And I guess coming off a win, though, tell me, does that sort of, obviously confidence is a great, it's yep. a wonderful thing, but knowing that those processes worked,
yep.
does it give you a bit more confidence saying, right, let's stick to this formula?
I think it's a tough game, NRL, and you know if the team completes and defends well, you're probably going to get the result. But I think for us as a team and where we're going and what we've done in the preseason to see what we've done for a large chunk of the preseason to replicate that in a game and get the result against a quality opposition like the Sharkies, it's pleasing. But yeah, as I touched on before, it's about being consistent and that's where the good teams, average teams, that's what differs, I guess, that consistency and having the ability to back it up from a week to week basis.
You've been under some good coaches, right? Tell me, can you contrast your experience and time under Benji now, like compared to other coaches you've been under? In I'm talking like game preparation. How much is sort of split? Do you do much analysis on video work, on tape, on the opposition, or is most of what you guys are focused on is what you can control?
The coaching staff are great. They always give you, I guess, tools and what you need to go out there and perform and do what you need to do. I think the players are a lot different in their approach. Like a lot of players, some players like to watch a lot of video. Mm. Some blokes don't like to do anything at all. They just worry about what they can do. But for us, the coaches, they make sure they, I guess, tick all the boxes to make sure we're prepared to play. But Benji's been great for me, especially, he only retired a few years ago and he knows what the game's about. And not disrespecting any of my past coaches, but he's well aware of the modern game and how it sort of needs to be played. And I guess when he says something and delivers his message, you know, it's something you listen to. So
it's been really good. What do you reckon the key message will be or is against Para?
Complete, kick well, defend well. That's probably, there's no secret formula in rugby league. That's probably the three things. If you get right, you're in the game, or at least gives you a chance. So I think it'll be the same theme from here on out until the end of the year. And just building a platform, I guess.
That's very simple.
I think most people watch the game. They know it's a tough game. It's a battle of attrition, and it's about who does it better for longer periods. So we'll be aiming to do that again.
Important to get off to a great start. I mean, that's another really important thing in the modern game.
For sure, it is. You know, and I think in Canberra, you've seen that. We sort of gassed ourselves that first sort of quarter. And even though we got back into it, I think, you know, it does take its toll. And it definitely comes back to bite you later on in the piece. So, you know, do ourselves favours, play well, complete well, kick well, and all the other stuff comes off that.
Should fall into place.
Should
fall in place.
Sounds easy, doesn't it?
Well, it's an easy game. Yeah. These coaches, you know, the big bucks, they're really complicated things, aren't they?
Some people ask me, like, well, he's going to go this way, score more points in the opposition. That's a plan.
Throw that one in and run hard, tackle harder.
Yeah, that's it.
Boom.
Simple formula.
Got our coaches.
It's funny how many people tell you, you just got to run hard and tackle harder.
That's it. Yeah.
Sweet, bro.
It is a simple game. Yeah. For simple people. Brother. Like a. Where was he? Oh, you mentioned Red, so he's pretty much given you the salad nickname here. Yeah. So he's playing his 50th NRL game, and it's his 50th game because he's been here. This is his fifth season. Yeah. And Stainsy too.
Oh, good.
Vroom, vroom.
Yeah. The Forbes game Ferrari. 50. Yeah.
The Forbes Ferrari.
He says a lot, doesn't he, Stainsy?
He likes it. Do you think he likes that?
I don't know, I reckon he's clued up, Stainsy. He says he talks when he needs to talk, but he's a funny guy. Safe, I think he talks a bit too much, doesn't he?
Safe does talk a lot. He's a funny guy too. Really different characters, aren't they?
Yeah, for sure.
Stainsy's so dry. Oh, they're both dry.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Stancy. Both good dudes in summary.
No, they are good dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
Righto. Okay. Questions from the crowd. Back by popular demand, questions from the crowd. So just look at all our socials, won't you, if you want to send questions in going forward. And click on that, the bell icon. Yep. If you want to keep up to date, you'll know exactly when each edition is coming out. Okay. And you can follow us on our socials as well. West Tigers BTR, that's the handle on Insta. Righto, so questions from the crowd, Salad.
Any curveballs?
No, not really, no. Well, there's some I can't read out.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'll leave a few of them out. Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, on the edit room floor. Mark Kerwood says, how are you finding the partnership with Young Galvin? We've sort of touched on that.
Fun. Mm. Lucky, he's a fun kid and... you know, it's been good. Like we obviously seen what he can do the first couple of rounds, and I still think obviously he's only still young and he's still learning his game and still I guess learning how to play at this level. So, but yeah, it's been fun. If I can give it a word.
And you're one of the you would be the oldest.
I think I'm the oldest. Yeah, I've been told
he's the youngest.
Been told that a thousand times since I've been
the fossil. So Lockie calls you the fossil.
I don't know. Nah,
it's a bit disrespectful. I remember,
yeah. I'm not going to throw him in the bus, yeah.
Okay. I mean, you just that, really?
We had an opposed session. I'll say it. Why not? Mm. We had an opposed session, and I think he was watching, and I got the ball in my hands. He goes, oh, Salad too old, too slow. So I was come off, and the boys are laughing. And I was like, what's he saying?
Good on you.
And, I sort of took the piss out of him a bit and G'd him up, but no, he's a good kid. I love like things like that. Like, I love
but the answer. On a serious note, you and so much experience, and Lockie and so inexperienced. Yeah. It's a nice blend. It's a nice balance.
Yeah.
But he's a lovely kid. Really humble.
Good fella.
Great family too.
Yeah.
Terry Holds says, what does being a Tiger mean to you? It's a good question.
Yeah. I think my first, obviously I played a game at Canberra, come off the bench, and my first starting game for the club was at Leichhardt. I think, It's special, like putting that jersey on for the first time with the 7 on your back. Some great players have wore that number for the club over the years. Running out, I guess, the old Balmain, like the Tigers. Leichhardt Oval is something special. And I was telling people, like, I've been around a few years now and I've played in some special games remembered games. But playing there at Leichhardt on Saturday night was something I'll remember forever, especially like being my first couple of games for the club. It's something that would sit really well with me, and yeah, the atmosphere was unbelievable. So yeah, it's special, to be a Tiger.
Yeah.
Especially I think in the sheds after the game, Scotty Prince got down. So that was a good surprise. And obviously
I didn't see him there.
He's a halfback that won the comp and things like that, and he was my first sort of halves partner to have him and spend a bit of time with him after the game. Brought him back to his hotel in the city.
Yeah.
Like it's special. Like, and when you're playing, you sort of forget how special it actually is. But to, growing up as a kid, seeing Benji and Princey playing 7 and 6 and and seeing them win the comp and things like that, like to be a part of this club is it's awesome.
That's a nice story, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Princey, so obviously part of the premiership winning team and your number 7 when you made your NRL debut in 2012.
Yeah, good dude, Princey.
Like, yeah, good fella. What's been the best part about Benji's coaching style compared to other coaches that hasn't got a name on that one?
I think Benji, he lets you be you. He lets lets you be organic. Like, I think that's the biggest thing for me, and how it differs from other coaches. I think a lot of coaches have their ideology of how they want to play and try to push that influence onto you. Where Benji, he's always encouraging you to play what you see your strengths are. Core plays that you enjoy running and just things like that as a half. It's definitely refreshing, and I think to sum it up, he lets you be you.
You be you.
Yeah, and he was pretty unique the way he played. So
he was him.
Yeah, he was him.
You. I like it. Okay, Aiden, can you tell us your 4 most recently used emojis on your cell phone?
it'll be thumbs up.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
Like that one. The fist.
Not the bowl, not the bicep.
No, not the bicep, the fist. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, fist pump.
Yeah. One more.
And the other one.
I'm like, what other one?
No, I'm doing it on the camera.
The one.
Hold on, hang on, yeah.
Over there.
The bird.
Okay. Oh, the bird.
Yeah, they are. The bird.
Yeah, I didn't know the other one. Yeah, no, there's plenty of
bird. Yeah, the hand bird. Like, yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'll be the, yeah.
The love hearts in there, little kisses,
not
nothing.
Not love hearts. Oh, maybe the kiss emoji. I reckon for love art, yeah. They'll be up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be home soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the missus, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Right. And this one too. This is, oh, okay. Rowan Michael. He lives in the UK. Favorite cafe in the UK. We were talking about that.
Rowan Michael. He's one of my good mates.
That's him.
It's a bit of an inside joke.
Is it?
Yeah. He goes to me. We got a little chat and the boys were saying,
Who's he play for? He plays footy over there.
He plays for York in the championship over there. Really good fella. Irish dude. Really good fella.
Mm. To be fair, to sure.
Really good. Like me, Ronan, McQueen, another young kid, Aidan McGowan from Huddersfield. We've got a good friendship and the boys put in the chat, should we ask him?
McQueen?
Chris McQueen. Chris? Yeah. What's his best Tiger number? We'll get it up.
Yeah. Find it.
Yeah, Crispy. I live with him when he moved over from here.
He's still going around over there?
No, I think he's finished up. He's on the Gold Coast playing for the is that Brisbane Tigers now.
Is
still
he?
Still going, but yeah, he's like a fine wine, man. He's gotten better with age. Crispy's 36.
Yeah, when I say 37, old, no, I don't mean disrespect.
36? 87. Yeah. What's that? 87.
Jeez. 37. Well, yeah.
But he's still moving well, man.
Yeah, like, all right.
Favorite cafe.
Yeah.
Beck's Cafe. That's where we used to go in Huddersfield. But best cafe we.
Hey, right. Yeah. And Beck's, the next time you're over there, you get full English.
Yeah. Beck's Cafe in Huddersfield.
Plug. Marsh. Huddersfield.
Huddersfield, yeah. The birthplace of rugby league.
It is, the George Hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1895.
Yeah. 1895. They still got it. They set up like a little museum in that.
Yeah.
The room where it was founded.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy, eh?
Been there.
Yeah.
We're getting off track.
Yeah, we are.
Let's get back. Have I got one more? I've got one more for you. Nathan Stafford's his name. Do you mow your own lawn?
I don't got any lawn, but.
Apartment? Building?
Apartment.
So it's strata. They take care of the lawn.
It's concrete jungle. Yeah.
Oh, is it concrete jungle?
Not much, yeah.
Have you ever mowed a lawn?
I've mowed a lawn, yeah. I actually enjoy all that stuff.
Do you?
Bit of landscaping, yeah.
Well, Nathan's Lawns and Gardens.
I'll check him out. Yeah. Do you know him? Are you
familiar? Yeah, I've seen him on socials. Okay. But my lawn's like I'm on a 35 degrees gradient.
How's he going? Looking all right?
No, I busted the Achilles. So my young bloke's been mowing. I give him 30 a pop.
Yeah, well.
It takes him half an hour.
Yeah.
So that's $60 per
There's something good about a good pitch, eh? Like even the fielder, he's looking good now.
Mate. Summertime, no, I do the cricket pitch.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
You know,
backyard, yeah.
There it is, questions from the crowd. So thanks for everyone that sent questions through. I can't get through them all. Popular fella is
thanks, the guys, salad. Appreciate the questions.
Keep an eye on our socials, though, and keep them coming through for next week's episode of Behind the Raw. You ain't seen nothing
like this. Pro Wrestling Australia presents Ringmasters at the Sydney Spiegelton, Friday, April 19. Tickets available now on Oztix. PWA Ringmasters. This ain't no three-ring circus.
Salad, do you know what time it is?
Turnbuckle time.
That's right, my friend. It is turnbuckle time. So you are going to be diving off the top ropes.
Yeah, good.
Okay, what's it called? The frog splash, is it? The frog on the canvas.
Yeah.
And you've got a minute to rattle through these questions, okay?
Yep.
There's six questions in total.
Yep.
You're good at maths?
Not really.
Each question's worth 4 points. Six fours?
Yep. 24.
Very good. Plus a bonus question, which is worth 1 point. So max score?
25 points.
Is 25.
Oh, good.
Our 25th season, right? You see what I'm doing there? You've only got a minute, though, so you haven't got a whole lot of time to think about it. All right, let's rattle on then. Let's get home, okay, in the home straight. It is turnbuckle time. Your time starts now. Okay, your NRL debut in 2012 for the Titans. It was against Manly Seagulls. Do you know the score?
28-14. Was it? Was it?
Close.
32-14.
26-14. Oh. Okay. All right. Your halves partner was Scott Prince. Name the other former West Tigers player in your team.
At the time.
He was in that team with you, but he has also...
Jamal Idris.
Correct. Let's test your West Tigers IQ, shall we? Who did West Tigers play in their very first game in the NRL? Year 2000.
Brisbane?
Correct. 24 at Campbelltown. Question four, give or take 10 games, all right? How many NRL games did Benji Marshall play?
347.
Shit.
Was that right?
Good. He's... 346, but I gave you a 10.
Oh, he said it the other day.
Did he?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. That's his name all the time.
Yeah, they're funny. And Robbie Farrar often chimes in. And how many origins did you play?
16, I think.
We're running out of time. Question five, name one of the two West Tigers players who will play their 50th NRL game on Monday.
Alex Safer.
Correct. And Charlie Staines. What do we want? How many has he got? You keeping tabs on this?
That's one more.
One wrong. Okay, so 4-4-16. You're on 16 points. Your grand final loss to the Roosters in 2019, the full-time score was?
14-8.
Correct. He's on to 20. And now the bonus point. What was the halftime score in that grand final?
8-6.
Correct, Amundo. Boom. Well done.
It was.
21 points. Cracker. 21 points. So if Joel Cain is, if that appeal is upheld against Joel Cain's 25,
yeah, there needs to be.
You're back in the, you'll be in the running.
100%.
For the car.
Yeah, good.
What car is it? Kia?
Do we get a car?
Or Hyundai? Have we worked out? Talk to sales.
Get a car, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we'll find a car from somewhere. I mean, they grow on trees, don't they? Yes. Sell it. Good luck Easter Monday, mate.
Cheers,
great,
brother.
Great to have you in here, and wonderful to have you as part of the club.
Appreciate it, mate. Australia's best podcast, so it's a pleasure to be on.
Did you hear that? I love it. There is Aiden Caesar. So thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to keep across all the socials. Hit the bell icon and you'll never miss an episode of Behind the Roar. We'll do it all again next week.
Behind the Roar, the official podcast of West Tigers.